Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. We'll start with some team news ahead of today's FA Cup semi-final, where Manchester City take on Chelsea. It's a 5:30 kick-off at Wembley. City are again without forward Sergio Aguero, who's missed the last two games with an unspecified issue. Aside from that, boss Pep Guardiola has a full squad at his disposal for the trip to the National Stadium. Moving on, and Guardiola says City's superb 3-1 win at Chelsea at the start of January made his players believe that everything was possible this season. City went into the game with a number of injuries and several players affected by COVID-19, leaving the squad stripped to the bare bones. But in what was arguably the performance of the campaign, City blew Chelsea away with a stunning first half display that saw Ilkay Gundogan, Phil Foden and Kevin De Bruyne score in a devastating 18-minute period to go 3-0 up with barely half an hour played. And the winning margin could have been even bigger. Well, Guardiola said it was a turning point, definitely. The game away to Southampton was their second most important game, but at Stamford Bridge, with just 14 players available, injuries and COVID, that was the moment we believed we could do it. And finally, Guardiola insists he has no concerns about Raheem Sterling's form. Sterling has started just two of City's last eight games in all competitions. He sat out all but two of the last 2 minutes of Wednesday's memorable Champions League victory over Borussia Dortmund, having remained on the bench throughout the first leg of the quarter-final tie last week. But Guardiola said the trust with Raheem is intact. It's the same as when we arrived here. He has our confidence and the quality is there. That's all for now. We'll have more later.